time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, October 23rd, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Little Trevor's Disposal, the hardworking guys over there at Harbor Springs. You guys are already paying for trash pickup. Give them a call. Switch over today, 231-487-0780. Great Patriots, hardworking guys. Been supportive of the radio station, this show, ever since the beginning. Greatly appreciate if you give them a call and switch your trash pickup to them today. Your home or business, whatever you got, they can do it. 231-487-0780. If they're not currently servicing your area, tell them to put you on the list. When they get enough folks calling, they'll send a truck and a route driver over there and start taking care of you guys as well. Brett Gooding uses them. Many other Patriots use them. Give them a call today. 231-487-0780. Greatly appreciate that. Well, the constitutional chaos continues. I just listened, as you guys, many of you did, to Friday's show. And it was amazing what happened after the show Friday late afternoon. They, the caucus of Republicans, basically got together. They call it a gaggle. They got together without the press. And they said collectively, Jim, you're done. You had your three shots at the apple. You're done. That's it. You can't run again. We've got to find a candidate that we can get behind. And we need you to announce that you are not going to run for a fourth vote. And in a complete shock to me, absolute complete shock, Jim Jordan agreed. I guess he felt that he wasn't going to be able to convince these now up to 25 Republicans in that third vote that voted against him. So he basically threw in the towel. And if you look at the list, the 20 that we've been texting out to you guys, led by John James from Michigan and others around the country, five more joined them, basically wanting an establishment swamp-type speaker, not a fighter, not a conservative. Not somebody would stand strong on the budget saying we have to cut the budget, we have to reduce the amount of spending we are doing. No, that's not somebody they want. Somebody that will come in basically and keep the status quo the same. Somebody that's not going to rock the boat. Somebody that is going to just basically go along to get along and try to work with the Democrats. Try to work with Biden. Pass a continuing resolution extending the budget as is without any major cost cutting. So the circus begins. In our area, 1st District, Congressional District, Congressman Jack Bergman throwing his hat into the ring, officially fully going after it, along with, I don't know, 5 or 6 others. I don't even care at this point. You know why? Because they're not going to do anything different. We're not going to have any substantive changes going on in Washington, D.C. from the House side. We'll continue the conversation after this break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one here on this Monday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the things that I like to do is remind you of special events, things that are coming up. Tonight, 6:30, Sheboygan Public Library, Stand Up Michigan for Sheboygan and Presque Isle County. We'll be continuing their video presentation, Chris Ann Hall's Constitution. Continuing along with the U.S. Constitution training that they've been doing Monday, today, October 23rd, 6:30 p.m. at the Sheboygan Public Library. If you have any questions, give Dara a call. Her number is 231-408-8928. Again, that's tonight, Monday night, 6:30 at the Sheboygan Public Library. 231-408-8928. If you would like that information sent to your phone, just text me S-U-M, SUM, for Stand Up Michigan. Text me SUM, and I'll send you the text, send you the information. You can hook up with Dar. Officer Trucker Rick, on his way back from his vacation to Aruba, he said he's down in Johns Island, South Carolina, visiting his wife's family, listening in on the Simple Radio app, loud and clear. Greatly appreciate that. Ron, George, Rob, Jack, Jonathan, others text me this morning for this list. I forwarded it to you. These are the 20 Republicans that voted against Jim Jordan. Five more names got added to it. Now we have a complete circus of people running to be speaker. The process resumes in Washington, D.C. Dave Azerman says, Bergman as speaker, good grief. The establishment is alive and well. Yes. Yes, it is. And the thing of it is, we have a budget that expires, I believe it's November 15th, in Washington, D.C. And like usual, they're going to pass a continuing resolution. They will not do a new budget, which is one of their constitutional obligations. But that aside, they're not going to do it. Because the House Freedom Caucus wants major cuts. I've heard stories, I've read stories, I've listened to what they've had to say. They're looking for a 10% chop right off the top. $33 trillion, $34 trillion, whatever the number is, chop $3 trillion right off the top. 10% across the board. They've got the penny plan. 1% per year reduction automatically. Then you got people out there pushing for the Article 5 Convention of the States. Oh, we're going to get a balanced budget amendment. You know why that's completely flawed? They don't cut anything. Name one bureaucratic federal agency department that's ever been created that was then, after a few years of operation, eliminated. Give me one. The post office, Amtrak, go on and on and on and on. Department of Education, Department of Energy. It doesn't happen. So the people pushing an Article 5 Convention of the States claim that the balanced budget amendment would fix it. Really? How? Well, they'd be forced to balance the federal budget, Randy. It's very simple. Right. So give me the name of a bureaucratic department or agency that they've eliminated once it's ever been created. Well, yeah, right, you can't. So you know how they balance the budget? They increase taxes. They're never going to make any cuts. They're never going to eliminate any absolutely wasteful, horrible departments, programs. They're not going to be cut. They're not going to be eliminated. So they'll raise taxes to balance the budget. Federal income tax, 50%. For anybody making over $200,000 a year, half of your paycheck's going to go to Washington, D.C. So let's see how you Hollywood actors and you sport athletes, let's see how liberal Democrat you are when that goes through. Because that's what they're going to have to do. If they pass a constitutional amendment, a balanced budget amendment, the only way you're ever going to balance it is to raise revenue. People making less than $200,000, 40%. That's what is going to happen. Along with eliminating that very old and antiquated first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth amendments, the Bill of Rights. Yeah, we need to get rid of those. Those are old and antiquated. The Second Amendment doesn't need to be there. Nobody is going to take their guns away for hunting deer. It's not what the Second Amendment's about, but they don't get it because they don't understand it. Many of them probably have never even read it. They don't understand the list. What is the list? The list. How many of you have got pocket constitutions? I want you to text your wife or your husband, text yourself, whatever, Article 1, Section 8. Read it. 18, 17 items of the initial article itself's pretense that says, this is the list, Washington. This is what your powers are. This is what you can do. And what have they done? Expanded it. Expanded their powers over us to include all of these bureaucratic agencies and departments that have grown over time. Some of them came about as a result of war or attack against our country. Department of Homeland Security, folks, was completely created out of thin air after 9/11, 2001. Oh, we need a bureaucratic federal agency called Homeland Security to protect us here at the homeland. Jimmy Carter got elected president, the peanut farmer from governor from Georgia back in 1976 election, November 1976. The November after I graduated high school. And you know how he got elected? How did he defeat Gerald Ford? With the help of the teachers' unions. Sound familiar? Gretchen Whitmer, Jocelyn Benson, Dana Nessel here in Michigan back in 2018 against Bill Schuette? Well, that's what happened to Jimmy Carter getting elected president of the United States, because the teacher unions backed him. And why did they back him? Because he promised to create a federal bureaucratic agency called the Department of Education that would guarantee billions and billions of dollars every single year would be fed out from Washington back to the states, guaranteeing teacher unions increase in pay tied into inflation, cost of living allowance, COLA, increases every single year. Back in the 1970s, school teachers did not make the amount of money they make today. They didn't have the benefits that they have today. They didn't have the retirement packages they have today. And does a private sector company that produces products or services, that sells those products or services to a consumer, is that what pays school teachers? No. It's taxpayer dollars. Property taxes, sales tax, use tax, income tax. Every single tax under the sun funds the money that goes to public government ran schools. So if they need more money, they negotiate, just like Ford and GM is dealing with the striking UAW workers right now, but they have a product or a service to sell. It's not an open checkbook like it is for the government. There's going to be millages, folks. You need to find out from your local clerks where you vote on November 7th in a couple of weeks. We've got idiots over here in Central Lake of Antrim County. They want $27 million to improve security at a local school with a declining enrollment. They used to have 560 kids 10 years ago. Now they're down to 260. And they want $27 million to fix up an old, dilapidated school building. Not $27 million to build a new school. $27 million to put in security cameras. Put on a new roof. Onaway is voting for a new second gym on November 7th. They need a better heating, ventilating AC system in the school building, but they want a second, completely second new gym. This is absolute insanity going on, people. And you have to understand that we need to change. But Washington doesn't want to change. That's why they wouldn't support Jim Jordan. All the phone calls that we made to him fell on deaf ears. They don't care. Jim Jordan will not be the speaker. So now a bunch of rhinos are stepping up. Bergman, of course, is running on the fact that, you know, he's a retired Marine lieutenant general. I stood up and served my country back then as a helicopter pilot. Well, it's time for me to step up and serve again. This time to be the third in the chain of succession to the Oval Office. President, Vice President, then Speaker of the House. I just sit here over the weekend and I shook my head. Jim Jordan would have been a fantastic speaker. But the establishment swamp machine in Washington, D.C. did not want Jim Jordan to be the speaker in any way, shape, or form. So they basically held a vote to get him out of the running. So for the good of the country, they could move forward and get a consensus speaker that could work with the Democrats in the House and in the Senate and pass a continuing resolution. Debt will continue to grow. Interest on the debt will continue to grow. And all the establishment rhinos can continue doing exactly what they've been doing. But then we're supposed to support them next year. Well, of course, we're going to support them next year because it's a presidential election. Everybody's going to get out and vote straight Republican ticket or straight Democrat ticket. Independents will have to figure out eeny, meeny, miny, mo because they're confused. They don't know whether they are for saving the country or becoming a communist socialist country. So they're not sure whether they're going to vote Republican or Democrat. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.